All right, back in the game, baby. Lots of thoughts. First, why is beef liver so anabolic? And secondly, Spud Inc. Belt of the gods, all right. This stuff, the quality on this is amazing. Okay, it's like putting your hands and just see how it feels. It's like Kevlar on steroids. I'm gonna use this to lift my beloved. It's like so durable and heavy. It's so much better than that Titan Fitness piece of crap. Alright, so yeah, just Spud Inc. The website is spudinkstraps.com. I guess it's just designed for Google. Yeah, I'm like kind of shocked. I'm like, I went to sleep just like thinking about this, how excited I would to use it. Just strap it on. And yeah, like actually the big thing, which is really awesome, is there's all this space in between to loop it around, which is gonna be pretty good. It feels like a fucking tank. Okay, so compare this to this trash. So yeah, I guess quote quality does matter. Check out how Seneca locked his bike, little genius boy. Yeah, so I think I always thought like quality is overrated, but I mean I have no idea where these are produced, but I think there needs to be some sort of like, okay, so this is the prompt thing, right? First, it's like, it costs about the same, right? Because this is the Titan Fitness one, right? It's just like, so like, flimsy, barely weighs anything. Yeah, it's not very good. I really do not recommend the Titan Fitness belt. However, the straps and stuff, fortunately work pretty good. Yeah, there's a prepackages for getting back. Actually, the truth is, the random thing I was thinking too is like, shout out to my friend Matthias. Yeah, no such thing as bad weather, only poor clothes. So the general idea, which is pretty simple, is never bemoan and beseech the weather. Only ever bemoan and beseech your clothes. If you have a nice thick down jacket, you will be A-okay. Put the So last night, took a bunch of beef liver. I suppose the question is like, why does it matter, or why is it so significant? So, I mean, honestly, I think at the end of the day, it's like creativity. I was thinking about ChatGPT for creativity, whatever, right? And think about us fellow artists. And yeah, certainly everyone wants to be creative, do creative things, find inspiration. So the first is that Caribbean? So the first thought is the source of creativity is and must be from the body. Come on, if you're sleeping insanely good, look at how many plates I got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh yeah, another 7 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. And these are the good old iron grip 45 pounders. And this is actually the really impressive thing. The Titan Fitness 50 kilograms. So this is like 110. So these are like two plates in one. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can't fake the weights. And also, if you're curious, this is the barbell of the gods. This is the my beloved Texas Power squat bar. The barbell of the gods. Buddy caps don't lie. Made in America, suckers. USA, USA. So, so some thoughts I had this morning. So the first thought is that Caribbean, for sure. Why is beef liver so anabolic? All these questions, just turn it through a deep research mode. And I think the truth of the matter is at this point, I think the future of live creativity, etc. Why is Eric Kim so handsome? The future of creativity, life, etc. is actually not going to be based on like your quote-unquote intelligence. We're going to have digital cyber intelligence to do that for us. So ChatGPT on steroids. What we're going to want instead is we will want and desire creativity, right? So creativity is the future. Creativity is the future. And I think I've heard different ways of that people talk about this, like prompt engineer or whatever. I'm like, man, I'm so lucky that I'm like listen or follow any of these other podcasters or influencers, whatever, right? So as a consequence, my mind is pretty clear. Like, am I the only, successful person who doesn't use email? I haven't used email in like 5 years. And I guess it's good that I was patient because, I deleted Instagram 2017. So I guess the upside is, I was able to skip past all the nonsense. And essentially, there's really no more reason to use Instagram. The Sora is already kind of crushing it. And certainly the future of media entertainment is going to be some sort of like like, think about this, like all these AI influencer all these like female influencer babes who are like, doing whatever plastic surgery or augmentations to become X, Y, and Z. It's like, dude, the Sora 2 Pro AI influencer babes are gonna be a trillion times hotter, could do anything, perform it instantly, and not be restricted. And so, and I think, people are kind of screwed. Oh, AI is gonna take our jobs, blah, blah. I'm like, AI is not gonna take your job. AI is, And then I guess a lot of people ask too, like, what is AI exactly? Watch the original Tron movie. It's kind of a good way to kind of think and visualize it. So the first thought is, AI, artificial intelligence. Like, what is artificial intelligence? Artificial means, people tend to think that artificial means fake. However, artifice, art, like ours, it actually meant to like make. So I think in like, if you study the ancient philosophy behind AI, art, artificial, it just meant something that's like could be made to be and become animate through an external source that moves on its own. I think it was like Aristotle who thought about the tripods that move itself or something like that. Not 100% sure of the details. So that's one theory, philosophy. And so so that maybe you could think it's like cyber digital, and it's essentially a large language model, AI, right? Which we tend to think about, right? It just takes everything and just kind of synthesizes or upcycles it in creative new ways. And yeah, so the question is, could AI have ever thought about, yeah, the Prius Lamborghini? Catch me riding dirty. And yeah, you see this in the streets. Oh yeah, don't hate me because you wish it was me, right? So anyways, I think the big thought is, yeah, a lot of people, you know, they want to create, right? They want to inspire and whatever, right? And even in, I think an interesting thought I had about photography is, the reason why photography is such a great creative lever is it streamlined the whole art making thing extremely fast and quickly, right? So artists, painters, it takes forever, but photographers, we are almost like kind of the first like cyborg creator, AI, you know, whatever, right? And the truth is every single intelligent, you know, paradigm shift, right? Like photography, digital photography, smartphones, whatever, right? There's always the pioneers and the people who are brave who kind of paved it forward, right? And so, you know, save your monies, don't buy the newest iPhone Pro Max Ultra, whatever, right? Just buy the ChatGPT Pro Max $200 a month subscription. What's like $6.50 a day? That's like, I can't even buy you like half a panini nowadays, right? And so, you know, certainly you still need to eat. Oh, so the best secret I discovered, the best strategy is beef liver cooked in bone marrow fat. This stuff is like steroids on steroids on steroids on steroids, except it's not steroids. So the secret is getting the bone marrow shank and roasting the bone marrow inside the oven, and then once the fat coagulates onto the cast iron pan or whatever, use that to cook your beef liver in, and it's like so insanely nutrient dense. It was like crazy. Like I went to sleep, I woke up this morning, my thighs felt super jacked and hips and everything. I feel like so effing good. Like maybe we even if you want to help Elon, just put him on all bone marrow beef liver diet, and get him to some extreme weightlifting. Eric Kim, God lift, rack pulls are the secret. Oh yeah, if you're curious what the studio looks like, yeah, living the life. And also, current goat camera. Lumix S9 with the 26mm f8 fixed focal, manual focusing only. Essentially, it's a baby like a Q on steroids, or I call this baby Godzilla. Yeah, there's like, I mean, honestly, my thought is the Leica Q is probably some sort of Panasonic Lumix with a body kit. That's always with my brother-in-law John Narciso from Wheel Pros from Black Rhino says. It's like, what is the new Countach? Essentially, it's like a Roberto with a body kit, or Aventador with a body kit, right? And yeah, we know that body kits are not it. But yeah, I think, so this is my big thoughts. I was like, randomly trying to do it, right? Like, even Netflix, right? I'm kind of curious. There's a new Arnold documentary. Watch the original Tron video, and, oh, actually, shout out to Amazon Prime Video team. to the whole studio's crew. Actually, I recently discovered, it's very interesting, is that if you use the Amazon Prime Video app and you purchase videos, like watch a Tron with the bonus content, right? It only costs $4.99, $5, right? And you could, it automatically links your, what, Amazon credit card points. So essentially it's for free, and which actually feels really good. So that's like a good example where Amazon delights customers without you even knowing it. Secondly, I think the killer feature, the killer edge right now, especially when it comes to what else, right? It's certainly something to do with the health, fitness, the body, and like fitness challenges. I mean, ultimately, when it comes down to it, the Olympics is all about physical feats. I mean, ultimately, no one's gonna care about a bunch of nerds, you know, pushing buttons and being really good at whatever video games. Nobody cares. It has to be physical, and that's what we all love, Arnold and stuff like that. So I think the future of media and entertainment, and is it must be something like physical. So like physical entertainment or like fitness entertainment, certainly going to be the future. Not YouTube, it's just too polluted. So dive into that endeavor.